Sometimes we are not ready. Hallelujah. But God will help us, especially in this time and season. Hallelujah. I want Sosa to please look for that big, what's his name? The man that has no hands and legs. Nick, yeah, please, you put it. I want to actually look at him today. Praise the Lord. You know, God, our God is a wonderful God. The one that will never leave us, no, he will never leave us alone. He will never forsake us. You know, things may happen, but God is there. God is there waiting for us. He's waiting, not just because he wants bad things to happen to us, but he wants to fulfill his purpose. Because he says his timing is not our timing. Praise the Lord. His timing is not our timing. Hallelujah. We're actually going to read Acts 16 from 16 to 34. That's our Bible reading, and also 1 John 5, 4 to 5. Hallelujah. Acts 16 to 34. And 1 John 5, 4 to 5. That'll be our Bible reading for today. So, Sister Ifoma actually did the extra work for us too. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, I'm an overcomer because God made it so. It is God that has made it, not me. I don't even have power. Nobody has power. Praise the Lord. So what about you? Are you an overcomer? I didn't hear. I only heard some. Of course. Praise the Lord. You know, we are. Let's read those Bible. Let's read 1 John 5 first. I want to read that first. 1 John 5. He said, whosoever believeth, First John. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? Praise the Lord. So I believe that we all believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, because that is the first thing. Hallelujah. For being an overcomer. Because he's the one that came to make us an overcomer. Let's look at Romans 8:37. Romans 8:37. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Praise the Lord. Through him that Lord loved us. It is through him that we are more than conquerors. So God made a lot of provisions for us. Hallelujah. He gave us his name. Praise the Lord. You know, he gave us his name. We call on his name. He gave us his word. When we speak his word, things happen. When we call on his name, things happen. When we praise and worship, things happen. When we pray to him, what? Things happen. When we have faith and believe, things happen. Praise the Lord. So those are provisions that God has made. But are we walking in those things? Praise the Lord. Are we? Do we believe that Jesus Christ is Lord? Hallelujah. Do you know who believes that Jesus Christ is Lord? The one that confesses from inside that Jesus Christ is what? Lord. Hallelujah. So now in all these things, we are more than what? Conqueror through him that what? Loved us. The one that has given us, hallelujah, the power to be what? Overcomers, to be what? To conquer every situation. Hallelujah. Before I read Acts 16, I want to show, do you have him? Let's show him. Hallelujah. So I want us to know that God has made provisions. It's just for us to tap in. Ephesians 5, 15 to 16. You can be showing that before. I've just read this to them, to everyone. Be very careful then how you live. It is very important. Ephesians 5, 15 to 16. He said, be very careful then how you live. Not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are what? Evil. That's Ephesians 5, 15 to 16. Does anybody have the New Living Translation? You can read it for me, because I love that. Is it Amplified, I think? He says, so be careful how you live. This is what? New Living Translation. Please, you open the Amplified too. Let me read this first. So be careful how you live. Don't live like fools, but like those who are what? Wise. 16. Go to 16 before you change it. Make the most of every opportunity in these evil days. Make the most. What is the most? What is God telling us? To get closer to him like never before. How do you get close to him? By doing his will. I'm telling you. Things will cause you. You know, when people first come to the U.S., when I, you know, I was in the choir in Morris, when they first come from Nigeria, they say, oh, you guys don't even stay for long in choir practice. Some people will come, some people will not come. So I know that those people, they work in, they're in medical field, so you can't see them, you know, every weekend, you know. And they say, no, we don't do that. How can? We can never do that in Nigeria. It is well. Just give them 1 month. You will never see them in church. Not to talk about prayer practice. Praise the Lord. You know, we are so quick to judging others, but ourselves, we just forget about ourselves. Praise the Lord. So when I hear it, I was almost like, when they come to me, hey, in Nigeria, I sleep in church. Some people say I was in my mother's womb, that's why I gave my life to Christ. That's it's true. But later, I just give them what we want to do. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. Amen. So please, let's be very careful. Be wise. Be wise. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. You know why I showed this man? Praise the Lord. You know, I love, because each time I see him, I just see him as somebody that God has lifted up. You know, God has lifted up him up. There's a Nigerian guy too, but I don't know that is here too, that he doesn't have his own legs. But he's a Christian. He has what he has chosen. Praise the Lord. The Lord will help us in the name. When I look at him, he doesn't have, he was born like that. It's not, oh, money, please. Thank you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So when you look at him, you see that there's no hand, no leg. When you see him, you think that how can this act over an overcomer? Hallelujah. But he has overcome. God made him an overcomer. Why? Those things, those challenges. Overcoming is, to be an overcomer is somebody that overcomes obstacles that come their way. There are so many challenges that will come. You know, challenges differ. Hallelujah. Challenges. Every aspect of our life, as we are going on a journey, challenges come up. Challenges. But God has made provision for us to do what? Overcome. His own, he didn't. As a child, he was bullied in school. Of course, when you see him, what will you think? A lot of people will laugh and say, oh, this one. I'm sure his parents too, they'll be frustrated. There are a lot of people that will have laughed at the parents in the community. It's true, it's just a fact. They will say, oh, it's what he has done. The parents have done, maybe that's why. But he said he got to a point in his life, he said, God, what is the need? How can I look at me? How? And God told him, I made you for a purpose. He said, I made you for a purpose. People might have hands, they might have legs, but I created you for a purpose. That purpose has to be fulfilled. You don't need hands to do that, to fulfill that purpose. You don't need legs to fulfill that purpose. Hallelujah. From that moment, he overcame that challenge. When he's going with what? Confidence to speak before the crowd. He goes with what? Confidence. Because he sees himself, he's an overcomer. He has overcome all those challenges. There are many more challenges that will come to him, but God has, you know, grace that God has given us every weapons. The Bible says the weapons of our warfare, they are not what carnal, but they are mighty to the pulling down of what? Strongholds of the enemy. We don't know why it was he was born like that, but God said that he created him for a purpose. God said, I've created you, I created you to overcome. If you look at this, you will not be able to overcome, but I've created you to overcome. Overcome what? Obstacles. Overcome the challenges that you will come through. People laughing, people mocking. You will stand before kings. Because all those barriers that will prevent you from standing before kings is destroyed. You will overcome them in the name of Jesus. God has given us the power. God has given us the enablement. He goes around preaching. When I see him, when I saw the interview with his wife and, you know, swimming, he swims. Me, can I even swim? Well, I can swim though, but some of us can't swim. Praise the Lord. Brawero is laughing at me. I can't swim, Brawero. Praise the Lord. You know, you know what? When I was doing my, I don't know if I said it before, I was doing my internship with Shell, and they told me that if I don't pass my swimming, because we have to go to the riverine area, the reef, and they said, if you don't pass your swimming test, don't come to the office. And I said, my God, I didn't know how to swim then. I said, my God, they gave us like 2 weeks that we must pass. We must hear the office, not because we can't, there are certain places that we can't go to. In short, I said, God, have mercy. But I passed, though. Yeah. But there are some people from China that came as consultants. And they lied that they could swim. You know, Nigerians are very fun. When they jumped into the, you know, they'll start, when you're doing the, taking the test, they'll put you in the deep side. So if you lie that you can't swim, they will leave you to drown for some time. So this challenge was in short, I said, why? As they jumped to the side drowning, they couldn't. They thought it was shallow place. No, they were drowned. And we're telling the guy, please rescue them. You know, they always have people around. Lifeguard. They said, no, why did they lie? Why did they lie? Let them drink some water. God will have mercy. And those people, they saw it before they went to take them out. And they told them, why did you lie? You didn't know that they would test you. Because they don't play there. Once you say you can swim like us, that they have to do the test. You say you can swim, you can swim. Oh yeah. And we did it. You know, the Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. So it's God that actually gives us power to overcome things. We might be scared. Yeah, I was actually scared. I would now like to eat so go and swim. I've never swam before. But God helped me actually. Praise the Lord. So God is always there to help us to see us through. I didn't know, so I didn't lie. So I learned. So I passed. Those ones that lied, it. And they lost that job. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. So please, God has made provision for us. We need, if you have never trusted God before, this is the time. That's why I wanted to show us this man. Let us see him. It's not about saying, when I said you don't receive him, some of you might not have seen him. Some of you might not have, it's not about seeing him online or things like that. It is real. He is real. What does he not have? He has money, he has everything. That's why we are, you know, he has everything. Because he now understands what it means to be an overcomer. Those challenges that would have weighed him down, those challenges that would have made him to be looking, you know, when you are down, when you have problems, you don't look up, you look down most of the time. The problem will make you to be looking down instead of looking up because you're always sad. But those challenges, those things that, you know, God gave him the power to overcome them, God told him, I created you for a purpose. Like this thing, you, the, what you, where you are now, I'm going to take you to your purpose. That's why it's very popular now. Praise the Lord. It's not just his testimony. God is overcoming his challenges. He's helping other people who are facing problems too. Students who have already been discouraged. I pray that your story will change people's life in the name of Jesus. Your story will change people's life. My story will change people's life in the neighborhood. Be very careful how you live your life. It's very important. Be very careful. Because the person that you see, that you might be looking down on, that person, God will lift the person up. You know how many people have bullied him in school? What do you think they'll be thinking now when they see him? I believe that they will say God is real. If God is the only God that can do that, it's only God, not man. Hallelujah. Proverbs 21:21 says, whosoever pursues righteousness and love finds life, prosperity, and honor. What are the things that we want to overcome? What are the things for us to succeed in life, for us to get to where God has to, or just to where God has proposed us to be? It is only God that can take us there. We need to pursue righteousness. Hallelujah. We need to pursue what? Righteousness. 1 John 5:12 says, whosoever has the Son has life, and whosoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. That is 1 John 5:12. Hallelujah. He also says in John 6:35, he said, whosoever comes to me hungry and believes in me will never be thirsty. Amen. I heard that. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't you touch you? You're welcome. God bless you. Hallelujah. That's John 6:35. Samuel, are you here? Then Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. Whosoever comes to me will never go hungry. Whosoever believes in me will never be thirsty. Will never be thirsty. You will never be in want. There will be no cause for you to weep in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Because the earth is the Lord and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. Hallelujah. So you are more than conquerors. Because you believe in Jesus, because we have him as our Lord and Savior, because we have God as our Father, the one who can make and destroy the twinkling of an eye. Hallelujah. I want us to read that Acts 16. Acts 16 now. Acts 16 from 24. 16, sorry. 16 to 34. I actually have the New Living Translation. One day as we were going down to the place of prayer, this is about Paul and Silas. We met a demon-possessed slave girl. She was a fortune teller who earned a lot of money for her masters. She followed Paul and the rest of us, shouting, "These men are servants of the Most High God, and they have come to tell you how to be saved." She saw them, praise the Lord. She saw them, she could know. She knows that these ones are different. She knew that what she has been working with was the devil. It wasn't the power of God. This went on day after day until Paul got so exasperated that he turned and said to the demon within her, "I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her." And instantly it left her. The demon left her. Her master's hopes of wealth were now shattered. So they grabbed Paul and Silas and dragged them before the authorities at the marketplace. You know, some people are paying this, but they don't know. Somebody's using them to make money. Somebody's using their destiny. That girl's destiny was being used. That's why most of the time, there's a place in Boston Road when I don't know what they do there, but you see girls almost naked, half naked. They're very young. Each time I pass, they go visit them. Visit them and close that place. Because they're being used. But because the devil has blinded there, and they don't even know. People will pass by. The Lord will change our story in the name of Jesus. Our master's hopes of wealth were now shattered, so they grabbed Paul and Silas and dragged them before the authorities at the marketplace. The whole city is in an uproar because of these Jews. They shouted to the city officials. What did they do? Nothing. That's why in every area of our life, every aspect, your challenges might not be my challenges. They always challenge me coming. So there might not be challenges that is for us, but for my children, from every area. Hallelujah. For God is enough to help us overcome it. We are overcomers because of what Him. There are teaching customs that are illegal for us, Romans, to practice. You see what they are saying? Now they are saying something, things against them. They didn't teach anything. They only said, "Let the demons leave." That's what they said. The girl should be set free. Enough is enough of you guys using her. It was time for God to move out of that situation that she was in. A mob quickly formed against Paul and Silas, and the city officials ordered them stripped and beaten with wooden rods. What have they done? What have they done? Your case might not be this. Your case might be something else. And you're saying, "What have I done to warrant this? What have I done? I serve God. I come to church. What have I done to warrant this?" They didn't do anything. They didn't deserve that treatment. They were stripped naked. What can be worse than that? I don't know if you know the story of the young lady that they are helping in Nigeria. They saw her on the street and somebody offered to help. And they raised money for her. I think about the first time was 50,000. as they were about to present the money to her, somebody came and said, I'm the husband. All these children she had is for me. She started crying. Husband, where have you been? Where have you been? Because of it, they naked me on the street and said, I'm a thief because I'm begging for, they beat me, naked me. Now you're coming. She was crying. I don't have a husband. I don't know him. You know, when your story changes, somebody will come up and say, I'm your friend. Or what relation? You don't know that I'm your grandfather's father's sister. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. And somebody else came up and said, excuse me, I've known this lady begging with the four children. Beg. See, don't tell me you are the husband. Where have you been? We've seen this lady for years here begging, selling small, small things. She's in the sun and the rain with the children. The other one, you say, I saw it online that day. That's why I said, oh, the person said you didn't do well. It is God that has changed that story. That's just the truth. Now more people, so they brought her, gave her 100,000 again upon, you know, they are renting a house for her. There is nothing that God cannot do. Do you know how you must have cried and wept? Say, God, help me. This situation, I mean, I cannot handle it. Hallelujah. Let's see what happened to Paul and Sarah. He said, they were severely beaten and then they were thrown into prison. The jailer was ordered to make sure they didn't escape. You beat them for doing nothing. Now you have put them in prison. You know, when they beat you on your skin, they know they strip them naked because they want them to feel it very well. That's why they did that. They put them in the inner dungeon and clamped their feet in the stocks. That means that they will have to, that butt that they beat with the saw, they are still telling them to sit down in one place. How bad can it be? But there's nothing that God cannot do. Because the one that has made us overcome, and will always be there to help us overcome every situation in the name of Jesus. So around midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. They were using the weapon that God has given. Prayer. Singing praise to God. What were they doing? They were not crying at that point and saying, God, why did you do this? Why we do that? It happens because we are human. But I'm telling you, the weapon that God has given us, let us use it. Learn to use it. He said they prayed. They sang. And the other prisoners were listening. Go ahead, please. Suddenly, there was a massive earthquake. Praise the Lord. A massive earthquake. Yours might not be the earthquake. Yours might be somebody just showing up and say, yes, I'm going to help you. Yours might be somebody that will turn up and say, okay, I can do this now for you. Hallelujah. Yours might just be the, you know, your life just waking up and you're healed. Hallelujah. See, there was a massive earthquake and the prison was shaking to its foundation. All the doors immediately flew open. The doors. For them to know that these people that you took, they are not ordinary.
Hallelujah.
They are not ordinary. What is backing them up is not ordinary. They have a God that overcomes for them. Hallelujah. When you close any door against them, the door will be opened because their God is there to overcome for them. Our God is there to overcome for us. Hallelujah. He said that it was shaking and the prison was shaking to its foundation, the foundation. When the foundation is shaking, not that that building will collapse. Hallelujah. All the doors immediately flew open and the chains of every prison fell off. That chain will be broken right now in the name of Jesus. That chain that has held you bound. You know, the chain that held Nick bound was the thing that told him that, look, you are useless. You have no, you can't be somebody. You don't have hands, you don't have legs. But that chain was broken. And God began to take him. Hallelujah. He began to overcome those obstacles that told him that he cannot be somebody. He began to overcome those obstacles that tell him that you need hands, so you cannot go before the people. Hallelujah. There is nothing that God cannot do. All the doors nearly flew open. And the chains of every prisoner fell off. Every prisoner there, because of them, because the place was really shaken, because God was there, their own life affected the other people. Praise the Lord. That's why I say that, you know, when God turns your life around, it affects other people. It's not just you. Hallelujah. That's why Nick is affecting people with his life. Hallelujah. Because people are seeing that this God that has made you who you are today is a great God. He's a God that can turn me around too. Hallelujah. That's why the students that have, you know, he goes to school too. The students that have lost hope, that say, what do I don't think I can make it. When they see him, they know. When he speaks, they know. Hallelujah. The thing that people have laughed at him for, he uses it to make joke. He says sometimes when he's in the car, he will turn. When people are looking at him, he will turn like, they'll say, well, are you okay? How did you turn around like that? Praise the Lord. I pray that your testimony will make people to come to him in the name of Jesus. Go to the next quickly. The jailer woke up to see the prison doors wide open. He assumed the prisoner had escaped, so he drew his sword to kill himself. It's not his fault, but he didn't know who they are. Some people don't know who we are. That we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. That we are more than conquerors through him. That we are ambassadors of Christ. Hallelujah. But Paul shouted to him, stop, don't kill yourself. We are all here. Of course we are here. Because God has delivered us. Hallelujah. The God that we serve. Hallelujah. The one that has made up overcomers has overcome for us here. Hallelujah. What you are saying now is that we are overcomers. Don't kill yourself. We are all here. Go quickly. Let's read that quickly. The jailer called for light and ran to the dungeon and fell down trembling before Paul and Silas. Hallelujah. Those are the people, they are obeying commands, right? They are not the ones that actually, they are obeying commands. But what happened? They say pray because they saw something that they've never seen in their life. I pray that God will do something in your life that people have not seen before. And people will acknowledge that God is good. I will say, please pray for me. Tell me what is going on. How did this happen? So shall it be in the name of Jesus. Amen. Then he brought them out and asked, sirs, what must I do to be saved? What must I do to be saved? We are going to rise on our feet, even at this time. We are going to rise on our feet. The earth is the Lord and everything. God is not saying that you are, maybe you are a conqueror. He said you are more than conqueror.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You are more than conqueror. I am more than conqueror. The Lord that has kept us, the Lord that has delivered us, that we slept, that we woke up, we continue to guide us in the name of Jesus. I want you to open your mouth and just say, Father, in any way, that I've seen, then would have fallen. In any way, I've not recognized you as my Lord and said, Father, forgive me, Lord, and answer my prayers today in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to pray concerning that thing that has been difficult for you, that thing that has caused reproach. There are certain things that have caused reproach, there are certain things that have caused shame. You might say, oh, I don't know what the pastor is talking about. Yes. There are things that I've gone through too. That say, God, help me. It can be only you. I want to say, Father, today, Lord, deliver me in the name of Jesus. Cause me to overcome them in the name of Jesus. Cause me, oh Lord, break every chain of bondage in my life in the name of Jesus. Break every chain of bondage. Begin to open your mouth and pray. Break every chain of bondage in my life in the name of Jesus. Break every chain of bondage in my life in the name of Jesus. Break every chain of bondage in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. We want to pray that every obstacle that will come our way this month, we shall overcome in the name of Jesus. Begin to open your mouth and pray, consigning your life, consigning your family, consigning your children, consigning the church of God. Father, in the name of Jesus, every obstacle in the name, every barrier, every barricade, oh Lord, every stumbling block in the name of Jesus, that will come between me, oh Lord, and my progress, that will come between me and my lengthening. Father, oh Lord, I will overcome in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, destroy every barrier in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In next life, that shortcoming, that reproach of shame was broken. You overcame them. It was broken. That shortcoming in his life was broken. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We bless your name, O Lord. We have come before your throne of grace, O Lord. Father, we pray, Lord, that Lord, we shall share our testimony in the name of Jesus. You will turn things around for our good in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, as many that have loved, as many that have reproached us, O Lord, Father, they will be the one to sing your praise. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name. We give you all the glory. Thank you, Father. There is none like you. There is none that can be compared to you. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray.
Amen.
So, brethren, be wise. Serve the Lord. We have weapons. Nick asked God, why am I created like this? Father, help me. And God told him and changed his story. His shortcomings are there, but who sees them? They see him, the overcoming person. Hallelujah. So shall it be concerning us in the name of Jesus. The same people that were supposed to guide him, put him in prison, the same people that were asked to flog them, Paul and said that they were the same people that said, knelt down, please pray for us. So shall it be concerning you in the name of Jesus. That problem will never consume you because you are an overcomer in the name of Jesus. Be wise, hold on. If you have not given your life, go on your knees when you get mad and say, Father, help me. Help me. And ask God to direct your path. And he will do it in Jesus' name. So the Lord bless us all. I pray, Lord, that the word that we have heard will do us good in the name of Jesus.